Now notice verse 18, when they were come to him, he said unto them, ye know from the first day that I came into Asia, after what manner I have been with you at all seasons. Now Paul was a faithful witness for Jesus Christ, and he could use that as the basis. He says, you know how I have given you the word of God. Paul pulled no punches. He gave the total word of God. Now he goes on, serving the Lord with all humility of mind and with many tears and testings which befell me by the lying in wait of the Jews. These were the religious rulers. And how I kept back nothing that was profitable unto you. You see, I'm not the first one to have a through the Bible radio ministry. Paul went through the Bible. He said, I gave it all to you. I declared the full counsel of God. But they showed you and have taught you publicly and from house to house, testifying both to the Jews and also to the Greeks, repentance toward God and faith toward our Lord Jesus Christ. And now, behold, I go bound in the Spirit unto Jerusalem, not knowing the things that shall befall me there, save that the Holy Spirit witnesseth in every city, saying that bonds and afflictions abide me. But none of these things move me, neither count I my life dear unto myself, so that I might finish my course with joy and the ministry which I have received of the Lord Jesus to testify the gospel of the grace of God. Now here is where a great many good men differ. And some of my best friends in the ministry, and they're much better Bible teachers and more of an authority than I could possibly be, they believe that Paul made a mistake in going to Jerusalem, that he should not have gone. Now, this testimony gives here, I think, is important. I personally think he was entirely in the will of God, and Paul makes it clear here his position. Now, what is his position? He said, I'm going to Jerusalem, and I'm bound in the Spirit, because the Spirit of God has testified to me everywhere what awaits me in Jerusalem, that bonds and afflictions. Now, the Spirit of God did not put up a roadblock as he did when Paul wanted to come to Ephesus the first time. No, sir, he didn't do that. He just said, Paul, I want you to know what you're walking into. And Paul makes it very clear. Paul says, I don't count my life dear. I'm willing to lay my life down for Jesus. And he wanted to bring this gift with his own hands to the poor saints in Jerusalem. And so Paul's going to Jerusalem. And for me, I think it's in the will of God. When he got the end of his life, he could say, I finished my course. I think he touched all the bases. Jerusalem was third base, and I think he made it. I'm not sure, but what, it was home plate. No, he hadn't gone home when he was in Jerusalem.